Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. 1 Kings 19 verse 11. Pursue a fresh awareness of God's presence in your life. The third thing God did in dealing with Elijah's depression was to tell him, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Next we read, then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. That day, God put on a spectacular show with the wind, the earthquake, and the fire, but he wasn't speaking to Elijah with any of those special effects. What got Elijah's attention was the still, small voice, the gentle whisper. God usually speaks to us through the stillness and the quiet, not through dramatic demonstration or fantastic firepower. He basically whispered, Elijah, I'm still right here beside you. So if you're feeling depressed, take your Bible and go to a quiet place. Sit down, read the scriptures, and get alone with God. Just let him love you and speak to you. Let him meet your needs and let yourself feel his presence. There is no more effective antidepressant than communication and fellowship with God. That's what he means when he says to you, be still and know that I am God.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.